last episode of the Elite
Beast. Hey, Mountain Blade finished.
Podcast. Mountain Blade?
Mountain Blade.
Mountain, what is
not,
that?
Not Mountain Blade, but Mount and Blade.
No, Mountain Blade.
Mountain Blade.
No, it's about riding horses and spinach.
So, is it time for hello and hello and welcome?
I guess. We're talking about chalk?
Yes.
Just gonna start rolling and saying
Let's
shit?
Let's do it.
What happens if we run out of chalk saying stuff?
We will make shit up.
Awesome. Okay, so, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Brian.
And welcome to the Elite Two Studios Podcast, Freeware Game Review, Episode 34, Chalk. Okay, do you remember that old show Blackboard Zone from Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
He
had chalk.
Yeah, and he had, like, the magic chalk, and he went on chalkboard, and he was, like, drawing stuff, and
yeah,
it came to life,
game.
And there was that guy with the blue mask, and he was like a...
It was like Harold and the Purple Crayon, but with chalk.
Harold and the Purple Crayon is a large part of my childhood, actually.
I don't remember anything in that book.
There was always a moon. Wherever he went, he was followed by the moon. The moon was, like, his only friend. Anywho... Talking about chalk.
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 So
chalk is a game by Joaquin Phoenix of the
when his rise to power until the very end when he gets shot by the LAPD.
I was thinking and his hating of his rival generals until the end where he stabs him in the gut but still gets murdered anyway.
Oh. I don't know from that. See, problem is, whenever I hear Joaquin Phoenix, I always think of Walking Phoenix, and that means, like, that also sounds kind of like Dead Man Walking, except, like, Risen Dead Man Walking. Because Walking Phoenix could be, like, Cool Hand Luke kind of thing.
Oh,
I
man,
think.
Walking Phoenix. No, that's definitely either a Mega Man X boss, or a villain in the new Metal Gear Solid. Assuming there's a new Metal Gear Solid.
Phoenix!
Although, don't you know, next Metal Gear is on
iPhone. So,
okay.
So,
Walking Phoenix on the
Chalk
iPhone.
Is a game about zombies and relationships.
No.
Chalk is a game about a special time in a boy's life when he grows wheels and learns that his true purpose is to fight Truckosaurus.
Only... the boy soon finds out that you can't fight your enemy if you use the same powers as your enemy, so he has to remove his wheels and wear a dress and a funny little hat instead.
Hot.
And he picks up a piece of chalk and uses that to fight Truckosaurus.
Truckosaurus!
Oh, where does Berserkules come into this?
I think you can summon him later in the game.
Okay. For you listeners at home who may not know, Berserkules is like a centaur, but with a motorcycle instead of a horse.
Don't be sweet.
Oh, Berserkules, not Beazer Cruz.
What is that?
That's what I thought you wrote when you told me to do a centaur motorcycle guy.
No.
Berserkules, okay.
So you wouldn't have drawn that at all if you... Whoa.
What? No, because if it was Berserkules, I would have made it better. It would have been a column in the background.
But...
that's how you know it's Rome.
Column.
Well, Greece, I think.
No, yeah. Maybe.
Whoa.
Yeah. If you have a column...
If he's Berserkles, then it's Greek.
So chalk is a game.
Okay, so anyway, we're
Let's
talking
start
about chalk.
Chalk is a game.
It is a game.
Chalk is a game.
But is it a game?
It is.
Yes.
What is a game?
A game is... You know, don't even fucking start.
He's studying this, remember?
Yeah. I will punch your teeth out.
Okay, so
I
chalk.
I will punch out
Shh.
All of your
okay,
blood.
I retract statement.
Okay.
Chalk is like a shooting game, but replace shooting with lines.
It's like... Oh, God.
Not like moving lines, but like lines you draw.
Okay, so it's like this. You're on a blackboard?
Yes, or something. Sometimes you're in space.
Sometimes the background just says lab over and over again. and you need to... There's going to be shapes coming at you. Now, I know this is going to worry you, but don't worry. Because when you hit all the green dots on the shapes, they go away.
The dots are on the corners.
But sometimes there aren't shapes coming at you. Sometimes there's, like, enemies, and they're orange. And you might be saying, but they're not green. How do I make them go away? But it's okay, because orange dislikes purple.
That's right. Even though it spits purple.
Even though it spits purple.
Purple is like the mucus of Orange Land.
Yes.
Poisonous and despised.
But while you're drawing these lines between orange and purple, sometimes things get in your way.
Like blue.
Blue things.
Oh, blue son of a bitch, is blue. An asshole.
But blue is easy to deal with if you're not distracted by, say, orange or purple, because you can throw blue.
Because blue is a very light and easily throwable asshole.
Yes.
So it's kind of like our listeners.
What?
What?
I don't know, I just figured. Stand up listening in case they weren't.
Now that we have your attention...
We can also discuss white, which is dangerous, but bouncy.
Because, like when you draw on chalk, you draw white lines. Okay, have you played Okami? Never mind. Okay, so...
Yes.
I was waiting for...
Did you cut both of your fingers in the same spot?
Burned.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why?
Because...
Was that when you were making brownies?
No, it was when I was soldering a circuit board.
Why?
Because it had stopped working and needed to be soldered.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Is that, like, written on a piece of paper?
It is.
When a circuit stops working, apply solder?
Apply solder.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Chalk! Okay.
Have you... Like Nick was saying, have you played Okami? See, Okami is like Zelda... But with painting.
Yeah.
So if you replace paint with chalk, and replace Zelda with, like, side-scrolling shooter...
Yeah.
You get chalk.
It's kind of like... Yeah.
What
yeah.
you're saying is, it's ingenious.
It's wonderful.
It's like three ingenious.
It comes together really well.
It's got good music.
It's got excellent music. So perhaps we should clarify what we were saying before about colors.
Right. So, like, okay... Like, it's the world of chalk. It's one of the things where, you know, like, it doesn't matter what the enemies look like. You can tell how you're supposed to interact with them by the colors. There's blue, green, purple, orange, and white.
And the lines that you draw interact in different ways with each of those colors.
They do.
So, like, obstacles that show up on your screen will have green dots at them that you can draw in between, and you'll make the obstacles go away.
Yeah. And then, like, And the blue, you can grab and throw blues and they don't hurt you, but they will interrupt any lines you're trying to draw. If you try to draw over one, it just goes, line break, and you're done.
And you can't break white things, but they do get blocked by your lines.
And the enemies in the game, you can't combat them directly, but you can draw a line between them and their own projectiles
to hit them back at them.
Yeah.
And that's, like, your main mechanic for, you know, destroying enemies.
And, like, each projectile will do a certain amount of damage. So if you can catch, like, three projectiles, you can overkill the enemies.
But if you can also just grab one projectile and then, like, five enemies, you'll damage them all.
Yeah, but not very much.
Yeah.
It's like connect the dots, but also Gradius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the game is split up. It's... relatively short. It's split up into six stages, each with its own, like, you know, you go a ways, you fight a boss, and at the end, there's a boss rush and the final boss.
Dun, 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 dun.
Who's really cool,
yeah.
If you ask me.
He's freaky looking.
Yeah.
But, like, the
you don't say.
But not at all.
Now... the way that it uses all these different, you know, you have all these different ways to interact with the objects, and it, even in, like, the different colors, it variates between, like, you know, how you have to use them and what you have to do with them. For example, I think it's in the third stage, you're given at one point this blue ball on an elastic line, that you have to use to bounce around on the screen and hit other blue things to get them out of your way.
Because blue things explode when you hit other blue things. Which is really cool. Like, more games need to incorporate elastic into their play. No, like that,
That bike game, Elastomania? With the two stretchy wheels?
Yes, like that one. Or I was thinking the, that old, like, Sonic game that never actually came out, where, like, you were linked together by rings, and...
Oh, yeah!
And, like, you go faster by, like, you have one guy run forward, and then the other guy springs forward, and then the other guy springs forward, and that's how you go really, really fast.
I thought you might have been talking about Stretchy Werewolf for a moment. No. I was concerned.
What about Nobi Nobi Boy?
Nobi Nobi Boy?
Oh, yeah.
Nobi Boy?
Have you seen that?
No.
It's, it's one of those, it's a PS3, like, downloadable title, right?
Yeah.
And you're some kind of snake, and you float around, and you eat things, and then, like, the things fill up your butt or something. Like, I'm not sure what the point of the game is, but it's like you drift around and you interact with things.
No, it's made by the,
Pixel Junk?
I want to say Katamari.
Rolling Katamari people, yeah.
Oh,
the really?
Point, the point is to get long.
Oh, okay. Because I've seen videos of it, and I was just like, yep, there he goes, eating things. So it's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like an evolution of that worm game where you have to eat fruit, and when you get fruit, you get longer.
And then you try not to run into yourself.
Yeah, and then you try not to run into yourself. There was a pretty good, someone made a StarCraft map that was a pretty good version of that.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. Inventiveness.
Okay.
Like, you had a dropship, and you ran around with a dropship, and it left a trail everywhere. And then you had, like, different power-ups that you could use by dropping things out of the dropship.
Huh.
And, like, they shot out bad guys that attacked other people and stuff.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool.
Okay.
So that's stretchy things.
So yeah, it's got stretchy things.
No, man, I was speaking of PS3 downloadables, I played Flower.
Oh yeah, I heard that wasn't so much of a game as just like a pretty thing to do.
Yeah.
That's what I, yeah.
It was actually fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was fun and it was enjoyable and it made me happy inside.
Like, I'm not familiar with it, I haven't seen a lot of it, but what I have seen, it kind of reminded me of, like, a theremin.
Ooh, it kind of is.
Because it's just like, you move around, and interesting things happen.
Yeah, like, it's very simple. It's like, you are a flower petal. There are other flowers. Go touch those other flowers. Then near the end, it gets kind of epic.
What happens?
It's like suddenly there's, like, a message about, like, you know, like the industrialization of man, and like you go from like an empty field full of just flowers and grass to like an abandoned construction site, and in the middle of the city, and you're flying around like down the freeway and stuff.
Wow.
And then there's like these big like mechanical spikes that shoot out of the ground like in front of you. They can't actually kill you, but they still happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then like eventually, like the last level is you become like god mode flower, and like everything you touch that is man made becomes like dust and pretty.
Wow.
So it's like if Hayao Miyazaki made a little game.
I guess. Freaking God mode flower. It was weird.
I don't know. It kind of reminds me of, I forget what the name of the game was, but I always called it Bitch I Grow.
Bitch I Grow.
What?
It was just like, the theme was just black and white and really full of bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And you started out as, like, a little sprout that came out of the ground. And you used your mouse to control which direction you grew in.
Okay.
Flow.
No, it's not Flow.
It's not?
No,
Flow is the one where you're, like, a microbe.
Yeah. But it was kind of the same thing. These little angels showed up.
No, I know the one you're talking about. Because it's black and it swirls up like this, kind of.
And then you eat them.
It's Fighter.
Fighter, that's what it is.
I haven't heard of that,
actually. You close around them and then they wither up and die.
And then you get bigger.
And then you get another sprout.
Oh.
And then you control both the sprouts, and you try to kind of...
And you just kind of keep going. Can you actually, like, win that game? Because I played that for a while, and I don't think it ended.
No, eventually it just rolls over.
That reminds me of a game I saw on Play This Thing, which is a wonderful website.
Oh, hell yeah.
They basically do our job better. But, you know, whatever. They don't have our irregular update schedule.
Yeah.
If you like to be surprised, stay with us.
It's also... We are... I think, in our favor, we are not Greg Kosickian.
Is he the guy who runs that site?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If I'm remembering...
Reading some of his stuff, he kind of comes off like a little of a jerk sometimes.
Well...
Not incredibly so, but he seems to make a big deal out of small things.
If I remember who he is correctly, I think he's known as, like, the angry old man of gaming.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Which
That's a respectable position.
Which it is, and he's been, like... in the game development. Like, he's been, like, in the game industry since, like, Pong. Mm. Maybe not that far, but...
But anyway, it reminds me of this game I saw there, Dyson, which was...
They just came out with a multiplayer
version. Yeah, I saw that, which is why I was bringing it up. Which was something like a 4X game, but you started out as like this sphere, and you had spores, and the spores created these fractal like tree structures.
I see.
That made more spores, and like you sent them out to take over new spheres and like stuff. I hear it was nice. All right.
I actually did play that for a little bit when I first heard about it. Probably mm-hmm. I'll play this thing. And it was strange. Like, the interface was very sort of abstract, and, like, mm-hmm. it's one of those things where, like, you have to figure out what you're doing just by doing things and seeing what that changes.
I like that sort of thing, though.
It was all right. Well, then...
But it has the right presentation.
It does. It looks very nice. It looks very well.
Like, yeah. I've been playing MGS3 again, and a lot of just, like, the random stuff that can happen that, like, you know, maybe you have influence over... Like, I remember when I started getting hit by bees, I called up paramedic, and she was all like, you should try wearing white. And I was like, really? Really? But, I don't know.
Okay.
That might... I don't even know where I was going with that.
Me neither.
Influence over things.
Dyson... Like, the only issue I had with that game was that, like... nothing really happened.
Well, I bet with the multiplayer that might kind of help with that.
Yeah, like I think there were supposed to be enemies in that game, but like I never encountered any. Yeah, or
what I heard, that like it was very easy.
Like I don't even think like, it was that
there wasn't
easy.
Any sort of challenge to it, like at all.
Like if it was,
like, it's just like you do things.
Yeah. See now, like in one sense that can be good. Like there's this game called
well, like Flower, for example.
Yeah, like Flower or... No, there's this one game where it's just sort of like a space exploration simulator. There's no enemies, there's nothing to do. It's just like you're in a ship, you fly around like this seemingly infinite area and just explore planets. And that's all, you just walk and look around.
Kind of like a really big version of Robot Finds Kitten.
Yeah, kind of. Except not that it's just sort of like planets. And there's some like cool looking stuff, like, you know, like, oh mm-hmm. man, mountain range is sweet. But at the same time, it's sort of like there's nothing to do. And I think it's fine for something like that when there's, like, big exploration and, uh-huh. like... But with something like Dyson, like, it's... There's, like this idea of, like, resource management and, like...
Yeah.
It's, like, they're grabbing at things which are connected to ideas. And when you get that close to that idea, like, not fully realizing that idea is hurting it.
So, basically, it's not competitive enough to really be engaging as, like, the explorer, exploit, whatever the 4Xs are. Model thing.
Yeah. So it's like for what it's going for, it seems like, why isn't this competitive?
Ah.
Because especially when all you're exploring is dots. Like, I mean, it's like, yeah. Whereas, you know, planets may have something, but, you know, just a dot. It's like, oh, look, another dot.
But hey, that's your dot now.
That's true. There is that. Let's see here. Greg Kosticki.
Maybe it's plants hallucinating about the sun.
Been in the game industry for more than 30 years. See, he says, like, I have, in fact, been something of a pioneer in new and emerging game markets. See, now, it's, like, one of those things where it's, like, that may be true, but to just come out and say it like that says something
well,
about you.
This isn't the calling out Greg Kosickian podcast.
No, I'm not, and there's nothing wrong with the guy. Like, I'm sure he's a great guy. I can't really say anything about him because I don't know him, but it's just sort of, like, like, the way he approaches games, you know, like, when you're into, like, when you're too busy studying trees to see the forest, even though that's why you went there in the first place.
Okay.
No, okay.
Like, I understand what you're saying. He's too busy analyzing games to...
To, like...
Enjoy them?
To, like... It's sort of like, when you're in here, you cannot see, like, the surface level of, like, am I having fun or not? And I hate to say it, but I'm having that issue. Like, I have trouble having fun with games anymore.
I bet that's a problem with actually, like, learning about game theory and stuff. Yeah. It's just...
No, because, like, I was doing that all the way through Kingdom Hearts. Like, I was like, why am I not having fun with this game? I feel like I should be. Like, and I think that was an issue with the story and just, like, how people are with Kingdom uh-huh. Hearts. Like, it's fan art the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but and but like, what they're doing with the story, they could go somewhere with that story, but they just, like, you go into each little world, and it's, like, something happens, and it's kind of tied in with, like, the overarching story, but you spend, like, so much time getting to each world and, like, dealing with their little crap and sort of, like, experiencing, like, hey, look, Disney World, and, like, like, they want...
Check it out, it's Pooh Bear!
What it takes to make you know that it's a Disney World, you kind of lose the ability... Like, they don't spend enough time making the outer story, like, a full story.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely has...
So it's just kind of like a vehicle for getting you to more, like, check out this thing.
That's the impression I got.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, what they're doing with the story, it could go somewhere. And I want to play the second one now because I kind of want to know what they do with it. Like, mm-hmm. like it's sort of interesting. Like, and then there's, like... And, like, as far as just having parts that don't make any goddamn sense, there really wasn't any of those. I think there was one.
I thought you have to, like, sing along with mermaids and shit, though.
No.
That's in the second one, I think.
Really?
And it's part of one of the worlds, so, you know.
Yeah, like, and, like that, like, also, the game was really short. Like, it was way shorter than I thought. Like,
really?
Yeah. No, like, basically, like, the big deal was finding out who Ansem is and when he shows up. But the problem is, like, finding him out is, like, one of those things where, like, you have to go into the menu and read, and you don't have to find out who he is and, like, what his role is. Otherwise, he's just the bad guy. But, and it's sort of like, you make it through, and, like, meeting Ansem and or finding out, like, meeting Ansem should have been halfway through the game. Mm. And then learning his role in what's happened should have been, like, the other half of the game. But it's just sort of like, you go through, then you meet him, and then you kill him, and the game's over.
So it kind of, like, expects you to like, look beyond what it's showing you to learn about him?
No, not even that. Like, you don't need to.
Yeah.
Like, they don't do enough with him that you really even need to do that.
Hmm.
It's just like they didn't elaborate enough to make it a full story. And I think the reason it got popular was just because it's... people really like what they already know. It's something that I found.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. that's why, if you go to a con, fan art sells.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you may have a great original character, but, you know, if people don't, like. And it's weird, too, because it's almost like, then how do new things come around? I don't understand that, then.
Well, just it's kind of built... This is way too off topic, but I think it builds upon impressions that people have of what they already know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... or unlike something you already know.
Yeah, because think about it. When you compare, like, if you're trying to get someone to, like, you know, enjoy a new whatever, like a new series,
you'll talk
a new
about
game,
it
whatever, you'll compare it to, like, things they may already know and like.
And that's how, you know, all learning works.
That's true. But it's, like, I guess that also sort of tied in with the, like, what, there's only 7 original books, and everything else is a variation on one of those.
Which 7?
I don't remember. It made...
Oh, it's funny. It's kind of like what he's talking about. I have this book about writing, Stealing Fire from the Gods.
Mm-hmm.
And the introduction is the guy doing the research for this book and talking to all the great writers and filmmakers he knows and asking, like, what is a story? And he finds this one guy who really seems to know what he's talking about. And he tells the guy, the guy he's talking to, says to him, there are only 7 stories in the world. And every story is a variation on that. For example, boy finds girl, boy loses girl, boy goes on a journey and maybe gets the girl back again. And he's like, wow, you know, that's right. Probably about 1/7 of all stories are that. So what are the other ones? And the guy says, I don't know.
Girl finds boy, girl loses boy, etc. May have been different back in the day. I don't know.
But, the old country was not a crime.
But wow. Where did we even go?
I think we went to a good place.
For a minute there. I lost myself.
No, I mean, that's kind of... No, okay. What it was is, like... And the first time I got pissed at this was, the Portal song. Yeah, because, like, when I first heard that, I thought, man, this is great. This is excellent. And sort of like like, I had it and I played it and I was like, okay, this is great. And then I was just like, okay, I'm done with it. But I will bet you, like, I will bet you, like, $20 that if you go into a room of, like, and you can sort of, like sort of, like, see the nerd nuances in it, and, like, if you get the right crowd of people and you just say, like, this is a triumph, everyone else will pick up and sing before the end of the song, or at least a decent-sized group. But, like, and, like, Portal was great, and it was sort of great as a game, but why is it that something like that song will stick around so hard? And it sticks, it seems to, like, because, like, Portal wasn't a multiplayer game, it wasn't, and it's, like, sort of, like, this short thing, and
I think that's why. Because it kind of builds a niche for it, or people feel like they are in a niche when they play it.
Yeah.
And I think it's not multiplayer, so no, you don't interact with anybody else when you do it. And you kind of have this feeling that you're the only one who's done this, and you want to find other people who feel like that.
I know, but when a whole group is singing, doesn't that say something? Like, or don't can't people
pick up on
that? Yeah,
and I think that's true. I've been in that kind of situation where I feel like, you know, I'm individual by doing this, and when you meet other people, it's kind of a bittersweet thing, because you're like, oh, this person is just like me. Oh, no, this person is just like me.
I know. No, I think it's like that one Loading Ready Run video where you're talking about scenesters and snobbery. It's like you think this is yours, like this is like the only one for you, like this is your band, and then you go and you find other people know what this is, and it's like your music has been cheating on you. I think it might be something like that I'm feeling. It's like, because like if I hear the song, I'm like, oh, this is a great song, and then I hear everybody singing it behind me and I'm like, I'm gonna throw up. Like, it's like I'm, it's like, you know, there's no way they can have the same appreciation that I had. They don't understand why this is good. They're just picking up on it because it's being picked up on. Like,
this reminds me of a silly MS Paint comic.
Oh yeah,
you know it. You know, in the aftermath of Portal, you know, the joke was cake.
Yeah,
and you know, that's all.
That's why I sort of put that warning out that, like, you know, if anybody in my presence says the cake is a lie...
Yeah, just knock them out.
Oh, man.
No more knees.
The other day, I was on DeviantArt.
Oh,
and,
well, that was your first mistake.
Well, no, because...
No, I got stuff.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of favor stuff recently, but go on.
And Kylie sent me a message. She was like, hey, did you fall off the face of the earth? What's going on? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I'll check out her profile. And then she was talking to someone on our front page, and they were... I forget what they said, but she said back to them, well, you know, like, oh, la la la, the cake is a lie. I'm like, there's no way you played that game. There's no way you even know where that came from. But still.
I remember I was playing Team Fortress once, and there was some guy, like, you know, named something like that. And, you know, he was just like, do-de-do-de-do. Oh, I killed you. I think he was playing a spy or something, and every time, you know, he got someone, he'd be like, ha-ha, that pyro was a lie, get it? And I was just like, no, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Like, you were disguised, I get that, but what's, like...
Yeah.
You know, he couldn't explain to me why it was funny.
I know,
why
see...
Why Batman belt is set to Wombo.
Yeah, it is.
Nice.
Well, you have a Batman belt on top of your other belt. But it's like, why is that the part that got popular? Like, why can you say the cake is a lie and people know what you're talking about and people... Or most people will, you know, like, everyone will get it, but most people will, like think that we're friends now, because we both get it.
Well, it was a big shared experience, like,
But I mean, like, why specifically the cake is a lie?
Because it's...
Just because it's something you can pick up. There's, like, a lot of things you can...
Because it's easily shared.
I guess.
Also, it was, like, one of the only messages from a friendly source in that game.
Yeah. I think that part of the game was expertly engineered.
Yeah.
Because when... Leading up to that point, I was always looking behind, trying to get past the grate, and that was the one part where they let you get past the grate, and at first it didn't even seem like you were supposed to.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then... Bam.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, they got me with that one.
No, like, the game, it really is a great game, and just, like, Valve is getting very good at making games. Like... I listened to the TF2 commentary, which, because I love listening to commentary now.
Yeah.
But, like, even though I don't find the game that like, fun, honestly. Like, the amount of work and thought that they put into it, like, it's sort of admirable.
It's a very polished product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although there's a couple of things where I think...
Which is strange, because there is a lot that, like, has been fucked up about it or needs to be fixed about it. Like, every time they put out an update, Natasha fucking breaks. Like, Natasha has never worked.
Yeah. Well, no, because just, like, like, one thing that they said in the commentary makes me think that, like, even, like, isolated from their fame and whatever, it gets to the point of, like, we've put so much work into this that, of course, it's great. Mm-hmm. Was they said that the way that they colored the characters...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They put, like, neutral colors in the middle so the gun stands out. And you're standing there looking at the characters, and I was like, I don't know if that's actually true. And they were also saying that, like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but just, like... Like, they were like, the gun really stands out. And I was like, not really. They were saying, like, the weapons are big character.
They all have very unique, like, silhouettes to them. Like, very...
That they do. Like, the characters themselves. But they were saying, like, the guns.
No, the weapons themselves. Like, if you think, like... Well, let's think of, like, the primary weapon of each class. Very few of them are similar. Like, the rocket launcher, it's long, and it's, like, up at the shoulder.
Yeah.
Other long things... the flamethrower, I guess, but that's, like, you know...
Down there. And then the sniper rifle, and it's really thin. But, okay, that's fine, but sort of, from the class itself, if I die, I know who and what killed me. Mm-hmm. Like, even if they didn't give me that kill shot camera, I'd probably know.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, if you're on fire, oh, okay, a pyro killed me. But it's sort of, like, which weapon they were using, I may not... always know, I may not always care.
Yes, it's, like, it's not that big of a deal.
I know, so it's like, it's more of like they made a point that the class was important, but just that they would mention this part about the weapon, it's like, they put thought into that, and it seems like they didn't. Or like the thought they put into it was sort of like, wasted effort, I suppose. At least to me it appears that way. It's entirely possible I'm crazy.
I'm not following this.
Okay. So anyway, Chalk is a game about drawing stuff.
And relationships.
And walking phoenixes.
Blade monkeys, space dudes.
I don't know, I think.
And Legos.
We took this podcast too far to go back to Chalk.
Let's talk about EG next. I like that game.
Yeah, let's talk about EG. So let's end this. About EG. What?
I never played EG.
That's okay. You can play it while we're talking about EG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can give us your live feed of your reactions.
All right. This is Let's Play EG.
Oh, no. Let's end this first.
I don't have 15 bucks. We can't do that.
What?
Let's Play is...
Really? It's like an own thing?
No, it's a Something Awful thing.
Oh, Something Awful. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Something Awful owns it then.
Also, they don't own it. It's just something that they do.
So why do you need 15 bucks?
To join Something Awful.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since when?
Since always.
Oh, screw that.
That's always been the thing with Something Awful. It's just like, yeah, it's a shithole. You need to pay 15 bucks to get in. Deal with it.
Wow. Man, I'm more glad I don't go there now.
I don't know. They do very creative and interesting things sometimes. Like that retro video game box art.
Yeah, okay.
That was beautiful.
They do, like, when they do Photoshop stuff, yeah. I'll look at that, because you get some good stuff in
well,
there.
Well, also, usually the Let's Play stuff is awesome.
So, where am I going?
Anyway.
IJI.
I'll put links to most of the stuff we talked about, including the game, in the show notes. Show notes can be found at EliteCrewStudios.net/podcast. We have a game section now. It's not very full, but we have it.
And a word section.
I should get back to work on...
And a word section. I need to do mine more, too. I need to find the actual mecha fight, whatever, like, document I made. Because there's a link to it, but the link goes to a banner that says, "Admit it, now you're interested." And it's a picture of
I remember
a potato.
That. I was very upset.
Yeah. Granted, that game wasn't very
should
good.
Be like, the next mech game is...
I need to get back to my mech thing.
Yeah, I want to play some of that. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. Like, yeah. Even as incomplete as it is.
Well, at least I think it's fun. We played it once at lunch.
Yeah.
I think it was me and RJ. I was the pencil sharpener. He was the eraser.
I think we should consolidate our assets. Put that on
It is, Paige.
It is.
It is?
Yeah. That's why I had you put the Happy Lotus back up so I could link to it. If we could, like, save it elsewhere.
I think that's what I mean. I can get those down. I can put up a document or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something I would very much enjoy getting back to work on, actually. I think it needs a new name.
Like, it does, because you can't use T20.
Yeah, because that's...
We can just name it something. We'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah, that was fun. See you later.
It's been real, guys.
Internet?
Yep.
The music for this episode was Chalkboard by Brett McDonald. It was found on Newgrounds.com.
Oh, Mountain Blade! Yeah, what is that?
It's about riding horses and stabbing.
It's about waving mountains at people.
Mountain Blade. Like,
no, I'm out.
Like Zengar.
Oh, he cleaves space. In
well, the space twain. Must have been evil.
Evil space.
Because
space?
He is the sword that cleaves evil. That's why is there a paintball hopper there?
Because it's attached to a paintball gun.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
like that, that blue... Oh, the pump gun.
Yeah. Not like a cool paintball gun.
No, that is a cool paintball gun.
It's an alright paintball gun.
No, really. Like, stock pump paintball is very cool.
Yeah.
That's what we should do sometime.
Like, 20 fag speedball. No. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
We've had this conversation, like, this week.
Yeah. But Nick didn't have it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Nick, you ever get the feeling that you want to be playing stock paintball right now?
Yeah.
Because I do sometimes. But you're ahead of us in that regard.
Apparently.
But those only cost like $20, right?
Yeah, those are
I think it was like $25. I'm out of paintballs though. So if we also get like, you know, like 500
can
paintballs.
I see it? I just want to hold it. Alright.
Like if we were going with that though, I wouldn't want a full hopper because they look goofy. I just want like a tube.
A tube? Oh man, just get like 20 shot tubes?
Yeah.
Just get like 2 shot tubes.
It's like two shots, three players. Make your choice.
Whoa.
No, then you carry around like three.
No, you just carry around like a pouch of balls. A pod.
I think it was 6 guys with guns. No, it was only 1 guy with 6 guns. You're fired!
Oh, motherfucker.
There was only 1 guy with 6 bullets. More than enough to kill anything alive.
Incomplete download or damaged media?
Wah.
I'm gonna kill somebody.
So,
you're talking about
ice cream sandwiches.
So you were asking what Mountain Blade is.
I really just imagine like a mountain with like a giant blade sticking out of it. Like,
it's the lock-on modern air combat of sword games.
Okay.
You've got that all backwards.
Only that's a total lie, because I'm just taking what I said when I was describing lock-on modern air combat to Ryan, and he said, oh, so it's like the Mountain Blade of air combat games.
It's like this.
You get horses and blades.
Yeah.
And you put these tastes together.
Oh, sweet. I saw that not too long ago, and I was like, hey, that actually looked like it could be cool, and then I didn't do
it. Apparently you can, like, recruit villagers to, like, be an army. But apparently the AI is, like, really stupid. Sometimes, like, people always fight to the death, always. Even when they're naked peasants, and you're, like, 500 soldiers.
And they fight to the death.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when I say naked peasants, I mean naked peasant.
Because, like, it says they'll run away and be, like, a simulator of morale, but that's a lie.
I believe it.